The number of childhood neglect cases are up in Indiana, and state agencies say it's due to a rise in opioid addiction. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jill Sheridan takes a look at services these children rely on and the challenges facing the youngest affected in the opioid crisis.
I'm the princess!
Today, Zoe Meisberger lives in a comfortable ranch home in Lebanon, Indiana, with her siblings and grandparents. 3 years ago, a court determined she could not stay with her parents. Child neglect is defined as a type of abuse where people can lose custody of their children because they can't provide the necessary care. Zoe's parents couldn't care for her because of their addiction to opioids. In 2015, there were 17,491 Children in Need of Services, or CHINS, cases filed in Indiana, a 97% increase over the last decade. Chief Justice of the Indiana Supreme Court, Loretta Rush, addressed this increase in this year's State of the Judiciary.
To be clear, these are not cases of juvenile delinquency where the child has broken the law. These are cases of abuse and neglect.
Rush and others point to the opioid epidemic as a contributing factor. The number jumped as the epidemic grew, nearly 23% the previous year. Paula Meisberger's youngest daughter, Brooke, became addicted to opiates after a doctor prescribed pain medication post-pregnancy.
I knew something was going on with Brooke, but I felt like she was being over-medicated by her doctor. She was battling postpartum depression. So I thought it was that. I had no idea that it was heroin.
In 2013, Meisberger was on vacation when she got the call that police had arrested Brooke and her husband after they found them passed out in a car where one of their friends had overdosed. Baby Estelle was in the back seat.
Being so far away, my first thing was, I just wanted Estelle. Like, you know, she was in the car. Another guy had died in the car.
Estelle was only 8 months old at the time. Zoe was three. Old enough to remember times when her mother and father were using, and she once opened up to a court advocate while playing with a toy.
She told the CASA worker that one time it was just a tiny little mouse. She said, the baby keeps crying, but the mommy and daddy won't wake up.
Meisberger and her husband have now legally adopted their grandchildren, but that's not always a possibility for neglected children in Indiana. The increase in cases is a strain on the Department of Child Services, or DCS. The ACLU is currently suing DCS on behalf of a caseworker who has assigned more than 40 children. Indiana law says the department must provide enough caseworkers so the average caseload doesn't exceed 17 children. DCS says it's complicated. Cases overlap and are always in flux. Multiple people may be involved in a single case, and most workers realize their caseload may not be compliant with the standard. Right now, they have around 2,300 workers with open cases. DCS isn't the only group working to keep up with the influx. Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA volunteers, speak for and represent the best interests of abused or neglected children in the courts. CASA Brenda McLean works with children in Monroe County.
Those little kids' faces, for me, getting to see those children and see how they light up and have fun with them, personally, that's my motivation.
There are more than 5,000 children waiting for a CASA appointment in Indiana. Monroe County CASA director Kristen Bechet says their caseload has doubled in the past 2 years.
There are tremendous more cases. Cases are staying open much longer. I can tell you that it used to be that cases that were open due to some addiction of a parent used to be range about maybe 70-75% of our cases. Now it's a good 95% of our cases.
DCS is federally mandated to make all attempts to reunify a child with their parents, but that wasn't going to work for Paula Meisberger, who insisted if she was going to take custody of the children, it was going to be permanent.
Our kids need a voice, and until they put more tougher laws in place, these kids don't have a say. And it's like, why? Why do these little ones have to suffer? And how are we breaking the cycle there?
DCS is requesting an additional $50 million from the Indiana legislature to cover the growing number of abuse and neglect cases. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.